props included quite a lot of chocolate, and the kids came up to help. I haven't got any chocolate this week, but I have a couple of interesting items, and there is an apple in there. And we will have the children up here shortly. But let's turn to Romans chapter 15. And while we're turning there, I just want to say Alka's done a terrific job with the soccer team this last year. And Ryan before him, Ryan Kenelson, Ryan and Rebecca are coming back from England soon, heading to Trail and then back to us later in the year. But this last couple of years, the soccer team has just had a really good spirit about it. And Alka's done a great job. About 2 weeks before the season started, we agreed that actually we couldn't get enough numbers for the team. And we went to the league and said, do you mind if we pull out? And they said, no problem, but you're not having your money back. And that was about, well, it was quite a few hundred dollars. So we decided, even if we continued the losing trend of the last few years, we would play on. And Alka and the team have played really well. I played in a couple of games. The last couple of games against my physician's directions. But anyways. And the game out at Langley, Sunday the 27th, it's 3 o'clock, and there is a picnic afterwards. And last year, there were quite a lot of supporters for the Langley team, but not so many for the West Coast team. So it'd be really good to come and have fun and meet with our brothers and sisters out in Langley. Okay, Romans chapter 15. Father, I ask that as we meet around your word, that you would speak to us. You'd plant your word in our hearts, and you would cause us to grow in your word. I ask, Lord, you do this in Jesus' name. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here, right at the beginning of Romans 15. Now, we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. And it's that verse there that we're going to be majoring on today. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. This word neighbor, it's the Greek word that occurs. You can probably think of a parable that Jesus told that involved a neighbor, the Good Samaritan. It's the same word. If we turn back to Romans chapter, I think it's 13. Let's have a look. Yeah, Romans chapter 13. There's a couple of other verses there where this word comes up. Romans 13, verses 8 to 10. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it's summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And I'm sure we'd agree with those words. Their truth, their scripture. But back in Romans 15, it's not talking about loving our neighbor. For myself, when I think of what it means to love my neighbor, that word love quickly explodes into something huge that, for myself, it's quite easy to lose just what is the point of that love. Jesus obviously makes it quite clear in the parable of the Good Samaritan. But what is it to love our neighbor? Well, here in chapter 15, verse 2, Paul doesn't use the word love. He uses this word to please. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good. We are to please one another. We're to make life a pleasure for each other, for the building up, for the edification of that person. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, this word please is used three times in successive verses. It's where Paul is writing about, in verses 32 to 34. In verses 32, or verse 32, Paul writes about how if you are not married, then you are free to live your life to please God. But if you are married, in the next verse, then a husband needs to please his wife. And in the next verse, if you are married, a wife is to please her husband. It's to make life good for one another, to build one another up. We're to please one another. God's, Christ's glorious church is to please and to bless one another. Well, at this point, I need some help. So I'm going to ask the children to come up. And those of you who normally go out to God's workshop, we've got a good few things for you to do. I need you to help me with my sermon. So, children, can you kind of come up here and help? Excellent. And we're going to do this, I think, around here. Yeah, if we gather around here, we're going to have some fun. Watch out for these wires. Huh? Yes. That would be good. Well done, guys. Just gather. Just sit down for a minute. And, yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Judy, Jeff. Oh, well done. Yep, just move that bag a little bit. Okay, we're going to need some other people to help us. And just so as I can't be accused of victimizing anyone, I'm going to ask the children to pick these people. So we need someone who is strong. We need someone from out there who is strong. Who wants to go and find someone who is strong? All these guys. Okay, Isaac, you go and find someone who's strong and see if they'll come back here. Tell them it won't hurt too much. Oh dear, I'm sorry, Mr. Ogundari. This is tremendous. Isaac thinks you are strong. This is wonderful. Well done. So, John, I have a question for you. How strong are you?
Well, I have the strength of God.
Amen. That is an excellent answer. Can someone just read out Philippians chapter 4, verse 13? Because this verse applies to John. Some of you know this verse already. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 applies to John and applies to us as well. Someone just read it out nice and loud. Amen. Thank you, Arnold. Yes, we can do everything through him, Christ, who gives us strength. Well, John, this is called improv. Okay, you got to help me here. But you are strong, but we, in our strength, often find that we become weak and we get tangled up in things. So, children, I would like you to wrap this very strong man up with this. Okay. Okay. You can use it. Don't fight over it. Go nicely. Okay. Well done. But we got to wrap this man up. And while you're doing that, let me get a chair. Okay. Okay, yeah, you can throw that one away. Right, you got to carry on wrapping. Quick. Yep, going, you're going right. Yeah, we can put it around his neck. But you know, this is what happens to us. We who are strong, carry on, guys, you're doing a great job. It might be the worries of the world. It might be the deceit of wealth. It might be those sins that so easily entangle us. It could just be the tiring efforts of the day. But a strong man can be rendered weak and helpless. And that's what's happening to John. Okay? John is working with us. This is great. You kids carry on. This is good. We're going to carry on a bit further. This is good. Okay. Do you feel very weak, John? You do. Good. That's how you're supposed to feel at the moment. Okay, I think I'm going to come and just help wrap this last little bit up, and then we will do a few more things with John. Now, I'm pretty confident the kids could have carried on doing that for a long, long time. But we'll just stop there for a little bit. Okay, John? We get bound up with things. Now, even though we get bound up with things, we still feel a little hungry at times. Do you feel a little hungry, John? Yeah, okay. And we still feel a little thirsty at times, so... Who wants to give John a little bit of Mr. Ogundari? Okay, you, no, let this one. You go and give Mr. Ogundari something to eat. You might have to reach up here. You climb up on this chair. Oh, okay, yep. Give him a bite to eat. It's a good apple. You can take a... Well done. You see, we can even feed when we are tied up and weak, but it does take a bit of effort. It's so much easier to feed ourselves. It took three people there. And we can even... Are you feeling a bit thirsty, John? Yeah, I hoped you were going to feel thirsty. Okay, who... Do you want to give Mr. Ogundari something to drink? Use that as well. Well done. Yep, go carefully. Yeah, you've got to open it first, okay? But this is how it is sometimes when we're feeling weak and helpless. Someone offers us something to drink and it just doesn't work. But it can work, okay? No, let's open this up. No, we're not going to shake it. Okay. This is a good, you're doing well. Who's going to... you come. Give Mr. Ogundari something to drink. Help him with the straw, because he's very weak. Brilliant. Yep, it works. Well done. Let's put that safely over here at the moment. Yeah, it's a bit of a complicated thing, feeding and helping someone to drink when they're all bound up, but it is possible. Something else happens when we're all bound up, especially when we're bound up around our legs and stuff. What sort of thing happens if you're bound up and feeling weak? Who said that?
You fall over.
You fall over. Oh, dear. Let me move this. Well, if we're very caring for someone who's about to fall over, we find a chair for them to just gently fall over. Into. Good. And we'll leave you with an apple by your side. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ogundari. We'll leave you just wrapped up for a little bit. But this is how life can be. He's been fed and watered, but he's still bound up. Okay. Yeah. Just tuck those little bits in and good. Well done. We moved into our home, the Whitley family. Yeah, you just carry on playing with him. He's quite fun. Good. We moved into our home about 5 years ago. I know that because our mortgage is coming up for renewal. Moving into Vancouver is a struggle unless you happen to be quite wealthy. And compared to many in the world, we're quite wealthy, but we're not as wealthy as many people who live in Vancouver. So we moved into a house that needed quite a lot of work doing to it. And one of the things that needed to happen was we went down into the basement and or the crawl space, and underneath the house there are these really solid beams that hold up the whole house. Well, in our house, there were these really solid beams, and there were these really not so solid beams. And one of the things that had to happen was one of those beams needed replacing. And I'm not a builder, but my brothers-in-law are. And it's a pleasure to go down into our crawl space and spot this new beam down there. It was replaced. Something rotten was replaced with something strong. You can even look happy when you're bound up as well. Have you noticed this? There's Mr. Ogundari. Now, I know Mr. Ogundari is happy because Eunice is home after 3 weeks away. But he's still bound up and just restricted in every way. Well, we need things replacing oftentimes in our homes. We've had our hearts replaced. A brand new heart, those of us who have become Christians. A new soft heart. Heart of flesh with the laws of God written upon it to replace the heart of stone. It's not just buildings that need things replacing. We need things replacing. And John needs something replaced, but I don't know what it is yet. We'll get there shortly. He's fallen down. We probably need some other people to help us. Before we get some others to help, when someone is feeling weak and almost falling over, what sort of things do we need to do?
Stop him from falling over.
Excellent answer. We need to stop him from falling over. What other things?
Treat him, bring him to the hospital?
Yep. Bring him to hospital. Look after him. Any other things?
Feed him.
Feed him?
Yeah.
Feed him? Yep. Okay.
Feeding dogs.
Say that again.
Feeding dogs.
Feeding dogs? Right. Yes. Feeding dogs. If we're family and we've got dogs, we need to look after our dogs as well, because we have been sent out there to fill the earth and subdue it, look after the animals and all that sort of thing. Yep.
For him? Praying for him?
Praying for him. Absolutely. There's all sorts of things that really are quite obvious, aren't they? You did well. You thought of a good few things that we need to do when people are not feeling so well. Some people feel weak in their minds. They get confused. They can't think straight. Some people feel weak in their feelings, they get sad and discouraged. Some people get weak in their spirits. They're ashamed of things they might have done. And they all need the sorts of answers that you gave. And if they've got a pet dog, they need to know their pet dog is being well looked after as well. Well, we are family and we are church. So we're going to get a few more people up here to help us, just to illustrate the sorts of ways we can help one another. So we need a mum. Do you want to go get your mum? Oh, okay, you can go get your mum. We'll come back to you. Yep. Aha. I didn't pick you, Andrea, okay? Well, I could have done, but... Okay, a little bit of improv, Andrea. Just, now you need to watch what's happening to our mum here. Our mum has had a very busy day. very busy day, and she's quite tired. And, you know, she might even, it's so hot and she's been so busy, she might even be feeling a little bit cross about things, just in general. And what sort of things could we do to help Mum? What sort of things could we do to help our Mum, who is tired, has been busy, feeling a little bit cross?
Help her and pray for her.
Help her and pray for her, yep.
Hug her.
Hug her, very good.
Bring her to bed.
Yep, help her to bed, yep. Are these good answers? Yep. Yep, any other ones? Yep.
Listen to her.
Listen to her, say it again.
Listen to her.
Yep, well done. Any others? Yeah, all these things, would those be helpful?
Oh, very helpful.
Very helpful, yep. Simple things that we all know how to do. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Andrea. We need, yes, good, this is good. Are you feeling hungry? Yeah, okay, he's feeling hungry. There's an apple just by him. Who's going to give him something to eat? Okay, one of you give him something to eat. Yep, one of you, yep, good, well done. And we need a dad. Who's going to go get their dad? Who would like to go get their dad? Okay, you had your hand up before. You go get your dad. Yep, good. We experience things, they're common to us all. Well done, David. It won't hurt too much. Now, this could happen to anyone, but this dad, you've got to act this out a little bit. He's been busy driving around the city, and he has dented his car. And he's pretty sad about it. He is pretty sad about it. Now, what sort of things could... Maybe we could find a verse. Does anyone can think of a verse from the Bible that might help a very sad-looking dad? Okay, sad, David. You're looking too happy. Sad, David. Okay, he's obviously one of these sad people who smiles when they're sad. There's lots of us who do that. How are you today? Fine, with a smile. David is fine in that sort of fine way that is pretty sad inside. Okay, we need to find him a verse from the Bible. Can anyone think of a verse from the Bible?
Morning.
Yep, we need to learn. That's right, we need to learn. Okay, when we can't think of a verse from the Bible, we know we need to find a verse from the Bible. Who can we go and get some help to find a verse from a Bible?
Call the tow truck.
Yep, we need to call the tow truck. And if it's a Christian tow truck driver, they might be able to give us a verse. Okay. Was it that bad an accident? You need the tow truck? Oh... It's a really bad accident. He needs the tow truck, and he's in a rush to get home to his wife, who's had a very busy day, and is feeling a little bit cross. Okay, but who else, besides the tow truck driver, who else could you go to and find a verse to help your dad? Who could you go and ask for help for?
God.
You could ask, yeah.
You go to God.
Say that again.
You go to God.
You go to God, but if as, yep. Who else?
Psalm 23.
Okay, but.
I know.
Okay.
A tow truck, he said last time.
I have.
Okay, but who could you go to? If you need help, who do you go to sometimes?
God.
Yep, God.
Go to your mum.
That's right. Okay, if you can't think of a verse, go to your mum and dad now and go and ask for a verse for someone who... Go now, right now, and then come back. Off you go. Go and ask your mums and dads for a verse to help a poor man who's looking happy but is really sad inside. Because sometimes we know we need to find a verse, but we just can't think of one ourselves. But we can always go and ask for help. To even find a verse. Okay, here we are. We're going to have a plethora of verses. Okay. Who's got a verse?
Be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing, yes.
Oh, I forgot. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. And say that again.
Be anxious for nothing.
Well done. Any others? It's very hard to remember verses sometimes, isn't it? But we can. Be anxious for nothing. The Lord is your shepherd. Thank you, David. Okay, good. I'm going to volunteer someone here. Sometimes we have older brothers and sisters who have had exams. Sarah, you're right at the back. An older sister who's had exams. Do you want to come and help us just for a second? Could have picked on Stephanie. I think she's in the middle of exams for the next countless years. So, okay, you've got an exam coming up. Okay, you've got an exam coming up. And she's looking a little bit worried. And she's done an awful lot of work, but when she thinks about it, she knows that maybe she could still have done more work. And she's getting quite worried. If she hasn't done all the work she could do, do you think she deserves help?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some shaking of heads, but we agree. Whether she deserves help or not, do you think God wants to help her?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. We don't get treated how we deserve. Praise God. So how are we going to pray for our sister who's got an exam coming up? She's just like the rest of us. We don't deserve any help, but we desperately need it. And God is very, very willing and happy to help us. How are we going to pray for our sister? Someone willing to pray for? Have I got a volunteer? Do you want to come pray?
I pray that our patient will not feel tangled up. Amen.
Okay, amen. Our patient will not feel tangled up. Well, you're getting joined together there, but you're not tangled up. Amen. Off you go. Thank you. None of us deserve help, even if we think we've done everything we could do. But God is very willing to help us. Well, we could go on and on with lots of examples. But I think when someone's tied up like this, is it good to try and get them freed? Yeah? Okay, do you want to set Mr. Ogundari free just gently? Just be careful, because he might be feeling quite sore from where he's just been sitting there for a long time. And now you might need to just rub his arms a little bit, just to help them get life back in. Give him a bit of a massage, give him a hug, especially Isaac, give him a hug. He's good. Very good. Well, thank you very... Now, Mr. Ogundari, would you like to take that apple with you? Yep. And Mr. Ogundari, would you like to... No, Mr. Ogundari has to. But thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Ogundari. Woo! And thank you, children. Okay. If you want to pick up a little bit of paper and go, that would be great. No, okay, you can take those as... No, I'll keep those ones. Okay. Okay. Off you... Thank you very much. Actually, yes, if you've got some paper, put it in this bag here. And then you can go back and sit with your mums and dads. Well done. No, yep, just leave those. Well done, thank you. Well done, guys. Gently, gently. Thank you. Brilliant. Very good. Our children could think of ways to help people, and it's not that difficult. We just need to decide to do it. And we need to, let's turn back to Romans 15. Thank you so much, kids, for helping. Full of enthusiasm, lots of ideas. Their minds stretch forward into strange places sometimes, but verse 2, each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification, to his building up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and an encouragement of scriptures, we might have hope now. May the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you, grant me, grant us to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us, in the same way as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcision, the Jews, on behalf of the truth of God, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I'll sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, there shall come the root of Jesse. There shall come the root of Jesse, and he who arises to rule over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles hope. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that we will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask that you would help us as your church, as your children, as the bride of your Son Jesus, that you would help us to look after our neighbors, to please our neighbors, for their good and for their building up. Father, that we in our turn might also receive good and be built up. Father, all of this to the glory of Jesus Christ until his return. Thank you, Father. Amen. Sorry about the debris up here.
Thank you so much, Charlie. If you've been stuck at